Af Mem Aleph. So we were discussing yesterday the bottom of Mem Amud Beis, a machlok is about if they put some kemach into chardal and versus charoses, whether or not you could eat it miyad or you have to burn it right away. So the Gemara, that's just a recap, I guess, may as well from the Gemara thereafter the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah and machlok is that according to the Tanakhama, if you put flour in the chardal or charoses, you eat it right away. And Rameir says you can't eat it, you have to burn it right away. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana machlokes latoch chardal. The machlokes only exists when you put the flour into the chardal, into the mustard, about latoch charoses, if you put it into the vinegar, rather the charoses which has vinegar, then divya kol yisrof miyad, everybody agrees, actually you have to burn it immediately. So Tanya Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing, ein nosen kemach latoch hacharoses, you can't place flour in charoses, vim nosen yisrof miyad, everyone agrees you burn it right away when placed in the charoses. But if it's l'tocha chardal, that's the machlokas where Meir omer yisraf miyad, v'chacham omer yocha miyad. So it comes along now the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, halacha, kedivei chachamim, we paskin like the chachamim, that you're allowed to eat it right away, you can eat it right away if you put it in the chardal. So the Gemara now wants to clarify, Amar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, le Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yehuda, Acharoses kamar mar? Did he say by charoses? Chardal kamar. Or perhaps he's talking about also the charoses, that the clear statement was in tocha chardal, that is definitely a case where you could eat it miyad. But does he also say, placed in charoses, you also can eat miyad? That was the suffix. So Amar Leim, l'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? So it's a bit of a question what it means l'may nafkamina. It's a big nafkamina. Either you could eat it by chardal, or you could burn it by chardal. So it's unclear what the nusach of my nafkamina is. The Acharim tried to figure it out, but either way, Amr le lemay nafkamina, the Rav Kana, the Amr Rav Kana, machlokes letocha chardal, aval letocha charoses, divra kol yisof miyad. In other words, do we accept what Rav Kana said earlier? Rav Kana said that machlokes only exists by chardal, but by charoses, everybody agrees. Even the chachamim agree, you have to burn it right away, you can't eat it. So the nafkamina is, do we accept Rav Kana, or do we not accept Rav Kana? In other words, do we say that chachamim say you actually can eat it miyad, even if it's placed letoch charoses? So the response is four lines down now. Mem Aleph Amin Aleph. Amar Leh Lo Shmi'li. I didn't hear this, which the Gemara interprets. Klomar Lo Svirli. I don't hold of this. Meaning he doesn't hold of Rav Kana. Rather, he assumes that the din it also applies. The heter also applies when placed toch charoses. So Amar Rav Ashi. Kavasid Rav Kana Mistavra. I think Rav Kana makes more sense. Mida Amar Shmuel. From the fact, Mida Amar Shmuel Ein Halacha Krebiosi. From the mere fact that Shmuel says we do not paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that implies that Rav Kana is correct. What does that mean? Right now we're talking about charoses. Do we say you could eat by charoses when kemach is in charoses, or you're not allowed to eat when dipped in charoses? Now charoses has vinegar in it. So the question is, what effect does a vinegar in the charoses have to the flour? So the Gemara says, well, who's Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is the one who said, if you look at the Rashi, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi damar le'el chometz tzomzan, that when you place flour that was mixed with water in vinegar, the vinegar stops the rising. It stops it. So the fact Rabbi Yossi says it does. Now we do not hold the Rabbi Yossi. So what does it mean we don't hold the Rabbi Yossi? So Gemara says, my lav tzmusei hu delo tzomis. It doesn't prevent the rising, but in fact the opposite would be true. Ha chamuel mechame. Actually, it generates. It actually does create chametz, which means that when you place flour in charoses, it will be more of a problem because of the vinegar, which means you should say burn it right away. You should not be able to eat it. So based on this, he says, Rav Kana makes sense that when kemach is a toch charoses, which has chometz, it's going to create chametz and you should not eat it. You should burn it right away. And the Gemara says, no. Don't bring a riot just because Shmuel holds against Rabbi Yossi, the Gabi the chometz. You're making the wrong inference. Dilma lo mitamis tamis velo chamua mechami. Maybe what it means is the vinegar doesn't stop it from rising, but it also doesn't enhance, it doesn't create the rising, it's neutral, it doesn't have any effect, which means it doesn't necessarily mean it creates more chametz, and just because we don't hold the Rabbi Yossi doesn't necessarily mean that when kemach is placed in charoses, it doesn't mean that it will be aser and you have to yisraf miyad. It still is an open question. Maybe chacham hold, you could still eat miyad when placing kemach in the charoses. And that ends the conversation. So now the Gemara is going into the conversation we had yesterday. The Mishnah at the end of Mema Beis introduced Karban Pesach. This is our real first introduction to Karban Pesach. We're going to speak a lot more about this when we get to the middle of Masechta, but here the Gemara goes on to a bit of a tangent about Karban Pesach. What the Mishnah told us was that Ein Mevashin, it's a Pesach, Lo B'mashkin or Lo B'mei Peros. You cannot cook the Karban Pesach not in water or any fruit juices. You can't use it. So Gemara is going to bring a machlokas, what the basis is, why one cannot use cook it in water or may mashkin. So the Gemara says as follows. that Tanur Rabbanan b'mayim. The pasuk says b'mayim. Let me read the whole pasuk so you have the whole context here. Al tochlu mimenu na. You cannot eat raw. We'll get to what raw means in a second or a little bit later down. Uvashel mivusha b'mayim. Nor can you eat Karban Pesach that was cooked in water. Kiim tliyesh. You have to eat it only when it's roasted. That's the din by Karban Pesach. There's a law to eat it when it's na. There's a law to eat it when it's mivushel, and there's a requirement to eat it as tliyesh. We'll see later. There's even a law to eat it also not tliyesh. But that will get to the bottom of the amud. Either way, the Pasuk says, if it's vashel mevushel b'mayim, one cannot eat the Karban Pesach. One would get lav for eating it. So Gemara says, b'mayim, ain't li'ala b'mayim, I only know water, you can't eat it if cooked in water. Shar mashkim, other liquids, minayin, how do you know? Amrish kalvachomer, we can apply the following kalvachomer. If water is asur, ma'mayim, shein mafigin tamam, asurin, water, which does not affect the taste in any way, and yet it's still usr, shar mashim, any other liquid, shemafigin tamarin, that changes the flavor, lo kosher, and certainly it should be usr to have a cooked in any type of me mashim, any type of me peros. So that first reason of the Tanakhama is based on the changing of the flavor. Kava chomer, about changing the flavor. Rebbe Omer, b'mayim, ein li'ala b'mayim, I only know you can't have Karban Pesach that's cooked in water, shar mashim, minayin, what about other liquids, other... So, Tamar Lomer, Uvashel Mevushel. What's the double lashon? Uvashel Mevushel. Become Akum. Any form of cooking, whether it's water, whether it's wine, whether it's oil, it's all going to be Aser. So, my Benai, what's the Nafkamina? If it's the Tanakhama, the Kavachomer, or the second opinion, Rebbe, which is based on Uvashel Mevushel, the Joshua. So, Gemara says, my Benai, Ike Benai, Tzli Kedar. What's Tzli Kedar? It's pot roasted, which means you roast something in a pot without any liquid. Now, what liquid will there be? So if you're roasting the Karban Pesach, it's going to have its own juices. Now it's going to create juices, and it's going to cook in its own juices. Is that going to be a problem? So that's the nafkamina. What does it mean, the nafkamina? According to the Tanakhama, it's not going to change flavor. It's the same exact flavor. It's the same sheep, you shechted. But if it's about cooking, in the end, they cooked. Granted, it's its own liquid, but lamaisa, it was a bishul, and therefore, for the second opinion, this would actually be possible. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, tzli kedar, shemevashin also b'kedera b'lomayim. You cook the Karban Pesach in a pot without any water. Only the water, its own very liquids. It's permitted. The Rebbe, the Yalaf Meirubay, he brought from a Joshua, Hainami Basha Mevosha, who would be possible. So Rashi says, Machlok is whether it's kosher or Aser. Tosas argues on Rashi. Tosas, dear Maschel, Ika, writes, Ika benayu, tzlikeder. Perish iloka alav ilo. The question is whether you get a lav or not a lav. But even according to the opinion that you don't get a lav, he says, aval chuyama pasal habi. It's still pasal. I mean, even according to the thing, it's still pasal. Why? Because ase nami isbe, it says, even a violation of an ase, because isbe del tzli machmas davar acharu. Tzli esh has to be directly from the fire. But here, it's being roasted from the metal of the pot. That's not tzli esh, so it's certainly pasal, says Tosvos. It's just a question whether you get malchus or no malchus. Rashi, for some reason, felt this was actually acceptable to be used for the Karban Pesach. Now, interesting question. If you look at the bottom of this very Tosvos, just the last few lines, he asks Vim Tomer. Heche yalef, shar mashkin mi kavachomer. According to the Tanakhama, how could he utilize this kavachomer for ha ein mashir min adin? Right, he took the lav by mayim and he applied that hazara, the lav, to shar mashkin. But we have a klal throughout Shas, ein mashir min adin. You cannot apply a lav based on a kavachomer. So Tosis answers v'yeshlomar the high kavachomer einu ela megale de bishul de kra iri af shar mashkin. Meaning, sometimes a kavachomer is teaching a din. Sometimes it's teaching us a definition. Here, teaching us a definition. Now, once you have the definition, so then definition dictates that, oh, it's going to have a lav as well. But you have to be clear when it's teaching us a lav versus when it's teaching a definition. So Tosa says, this teaches us a definition that shar mashim is called bishul. Oh, it's bishul. So then we on our own can apply, it must be a mimela, the lav applies to it as well. That's the understanding of Tosa. It's not ein mazir min adim. They quote actually the tzlach, the note that points out from the Rambam, a different yisod. He says the concept ein mazir min adim only applies when you create a new law that didn't exist before him. So Shar Mashkim, you would think, didn't have a law before him. But he says, no, there was already a say of Tzli Esh that existed by Shar Mashkim. It must be Tzli Esh. So all you're doing is not creating a new Isser. You're just adding an Isser to that which already exists, which is a problem. So if, let's say, you have a case of, let's say, that comes to my mind, a Bas Erva with a Bito. So the Pasuk says that only Bas Bito is a violation of Erva, a granddaughter is Aser, but doesn't mention a daughter at all. So the Gemara says, Ein Onshin Medin. That's Ein Onshin for whatever it is. You can't apply a new punishment to a Bas. It doesn't exist anywhere, so you have to bring a Drasha. Here, there already exists an Iser, by Sharmashim. We're just saying, in addition to there being an assay, we're throwing on top of a lav already. That, the Rambam holds, would not be a problem of Ein Masinim Medin. Again, Ein Masinim Medin is only when you create the new Azhara that never existed before. And that's the answer, again, according to the Rambam. Okay, Vayter now. Gemara says, a little bit more than less than halfway down the Amud here, Rabbanon, who held the drush is based on a Kavah Chomer, that's why you can't cook Karban Pesach and Sharmashkim. Rabbanon, hai bashal mevushal, my avdile. Where do they use it? What's their drasha of the double lashem? Mi barilei, it's needed, l'chidatanya. Bishl v'acharkach tzalo. Let's say you cooked Karban Pesach, but then afterwards you roasted it. Oh, shetzalo v'acharkach bishl. Or perhaps you first roasted it, and then you cooked it in water. Your chayv, in both these cases, one is chayv, or chayv malkos, if one were to eat it. So bishma, I understand bishl, if you first cooked it, v'acharkach tzalo, then you roasted it. Chayv, the bishlu, first thing, the first shame, the meikara, was already cooked. So the fact that you roasted it afterwards won't change chalo shame bishl. So that much I get. But Ella, tzalo, if you first roasted the Karban Pesach, v'acharkach bishl, then you cook it afterwards, ha-tzliyeshu. This was certainly tzliyesh. Amai, why would you get malkos on it? You should go based on the first cooking process, which was roasted. So Amar Rav Kana, ha-mani, this is Rabbi Yossi. Who's Rabbi Yossi? Now, Rabbi Yossi is talking about a case of matzah. We're taking from matzah and we're applying it to Karban Pesach now. So Rabbi Yossi says, the sanya, yotin birakik hashari b'umavushal, shalo nimuach divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir first holds, if you take rukik, which is a piece of matzah, a cracker, and you soak it in water, or you cook it, not where it gets nimuach, where it's broken up. It still retains its tzura. That's acceptable according to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, yotin birukik hashara, you can use a matzah that's been soaked, aval lo b'mevushal, afal pishal nimuach, but if it's cooked, even though it hasn't been turned into a mush, still, if it's cooked, it's not going to be yotze the matzah. So here as well, even though initially it was roasted, since the second act was bishul, we will apply the bishul and we will mevatel the tzli as well. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, avalo b'mevushal, halfway down the Rashi, the lav lechem krinabe, that's not called lechem anymore as for matzah. V'yafal pisha kvar nefar betanu, even though it was already baked in the oven, hol the chazer bishul, since you cooked it now, bitlo mitars lechem. Lechem is that which is made in an oven with a baked. If you cook bread, cook dough in water, that's not called bread anymore. So if it was initially bishul, or even the second stage was bishul, according to Yossi, that disqualifies it from being lechem, only from being matzah. So here's what, by Karban Pesach, whether you cooked it first and then roasted it, or whether you roasted it and then cooked it, either way, the direction, the bishul will give a chalos shem, regardless of the order, and he's the one who holds it. Tzalo u'bishlo will also be chayv alav for eating such a Karban Pesach. That's the understanding. But then comes along Ula. Ula says no. Ula, he doesn't say no, but he adds actually on top of this. Ula amar, afilul temer Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir, who was actually makel by matzah, that matzah that was baked and then cooked, you could still use that as matzah. He, in this case, he'll admit it's a problem by Karban Pesach. Shiny hacha. Here's different. Tamakra uvashel mevushel mekamakom. It adds an extra pasuk. Even though bishul after tzli, we actually ignore the bishul normally after tzli. When it comes to Karban Pesach, any type of bishul, whether the bishul's first or the bishul's second, Rabbi Meir would agree by Karban Pesach would be pasul. So Huliyama, according to Ula, agrees that such a case would be pasul, and one were to eat Karban Pesach would be actually be chayiv malkos. Fine. Exactly. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan, Yachol Tzala Kol Tzarcho, Yechayev. One would think if you cooked a Karban Pesach entirely, completely cooked, so we'll see what that means in just a moment, one would be chayev for eating such a Karban Pesach. Tam Lomer Al Tochlu Mimenu No, Uvashim Mavushal B'mayim. So you can't eat it raw, nor could you eat it cooked in water. So Na Uvashim Mavushal Amar Tilacha. The Pasuk says you can't eat it Na or Mavushal. But Lo Shetzalu Kol Tzarcho, but if it's fully cooked, that was never a problem. Hey Chidami, what's the case of Kol Tzarcho? Amar Rav Ashi, Deshavya Charucha. You made it into a burnt piece of, you overcooked it. So that's fine, as long as it had Tzliyesh, as long as it wasn't raw, as long as it wasn't Mevushal, that's acceptable, even though you perhaps overcooked it, and it's well done, that the Pasuk says is good. So Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says now, as follows, Yachal Achal Kazayis Chayi Chayiv. One might think, if you eat a raw piece of meat, one would be Chayiv. Now Chay means Mamish raw, nothing at all cooked to it. Straight off the cow or off the sheep. So Tamalomer, Al Tochlu Mimenu Na Uvash Mevushal. You can't eat it when it's na. We'll see the difference between na and chai in just a second. So na Uvash Amarti Lecha Lo Chai. So chai, Rashi says Lagamish Lo Nitz Laklal. No, however, Rashi says it's tzli ve'eino tzli. It's partially roast. I don't know, any call it a medium rare or something, whatever the stages are. So while no is a problem, chai, which is actually less cooked, not even cooked, that's actually not subject to the issa, because it doesn't mention no. It doesn't mention chai. Only mentions no in the pasuk. So the Gemara then says, yachoye mutter. One might think, so maybe you could eat raw sheep if it's mamish and chai. Tamalomar ki'im tzli eish. You have to have it roasted. Hey, chidami. No. Amar rav kidamri parsa avranim. It's somehow a Persian way of cooking when it's very rare. It's cooked but rare. That's what's considered na. So na is asr, mevushel is asr. Chai, although chai there's no lav, chai is still a violation of a bitul afseya, not being tzli'esh. That's what the Gemara concludes from here. So now the Gemara says, Amrev chista mevashel b'chami teveria, b'shabbos pater. If one were to cook and they're up in Teveria and they cook their food in Shabbos, your pater for your cooking in chami teveria. We'll see why from the Gemara. If you cooked your karm pesach, shabishlu b'chami teveria chayev. Your chayev, one were to eat karm pesach that was cooked in the chami teveria. So ma'ishna b'shabbos, how come by Shabbos we say your pater, but by karm pesach we say your chayev? So ma'ishna b'shabbos delo, why are you not subject, why are you not violating bishul? They told us, eish ba'inan v'leka. The way to violate bishul and Shabbos is by having some type of fire. Chami teveria is not called told us eish, and therefore it's not considered bishul, and one is pater for cooking on Shabbos in chami teveria. Pesach, Namilav told us Eshu. Don't we need Tzli'esh? And Chamit Tver is not Tzli'esh, so why would that be a problem? So the Gemara says, Amarav, my chayv, what does it mean chayv? Mishum de katani, de ka'avar, mishum Tzli'esh. Your chayv for not being Tzli'esh. That's the problem here. Right? When it comes to Bishul, by Karim Pesach, it's only Bishul when there's a told us Eish. So it shouldn't be a chayv for Karim Pesach for cooking in Chamit Tver. It's not Bishul. Just like it's not Bishul by Shabbos, it shouldn't be a violation of Bishul by Karim Pesach. The Gemara says the issue by Karim Pesach is not because there's Bishul, it's because it lacks Tzli'esh. That's the problem. You need Tzli'esh. So that's the issue. Again, my Chayiv Dikatani, the Ka'avar Mishim Tzli'esh, because it wasn't Tzli'esh, that's why you're Chayiv for the Karim Pesach. So Rav Chiya Barei, Rav Nasan Masni Lahad Rav Chista Behedya, he taught this a very clear way, that Amar Rav Chista, HaMevashah B'chamit Tiveria B'Shabbos Pater, O Pesach Shabishul B'chamit Tiveria Chayiv, why? She'avar Mishim Tzli'esh. So there you have it, very, very clear. So an interesting discussion, an interesting question comes up in the Acharim as follows. How in the world do you have a Karim Pesach in Chamit Tiveria? Karim Pesach is in Yishalayim. Chamit Tiveria is up in Tiveria. You're not allowed to bring a Karim Pesach outside Yishalayim to bring it to Chamit Tiveria. So how in the world do you have such a Hecha Timsi? So there are 5, 6 different answers that the Achronim talk about. One answer is it doesn't exist. But let's say, in theory, a hot spring were to pop up in Yerushalayim. So that's the theoretical question. But in Echanami, you couldn't get the Karim Pesach up until Chami Tiveria. That's one answer. And part of the question also is, by the way, and if you want to say you schlep the water from Chami Tiveria to Yerushalayim, that's already a klisheni, and klisheni is not mavashel. So some say, no, if you put the actual pot in the Chami Tiveria, that actually becomes a kli rishon, and if somehow you could keep it warm enough to bring it down to shlaim, that will still be a kli rishon. I'll give an example of this. They talk about ladles on Shabbos, right? If you kli shlishim, you put a ladle in the pot, the soup pot's a kli rishon. The ladle's now a kli sheni, my bowl's a kli shlishi is not mevashim. But if I leave my ladle hanging in the pot for a period of time, that ladle itself becomes a kli rishon, and my bowl will only be a kli sheni. So if you dip it in the hot springs and schlep it to shlaim, if it retains its heat, that will actually be a case of even a kli rishon. Other answers they give as well, they say, let's say you first roasted it in Yerushalayim, and then once it's roasted, if you bring a klisheni, can be mavashel, that which is actually, which is kali abishel, which is easily cooked. So normally, if I take a raw piece of meat, it won't cook in a klisheni. But my meat already is cooked, it's roasted, and then I put it into hot water, that's a klisheni, the klisheni actually can be mavashel. So if I could bring the chami tver to Yerushalayim, there can still be a situation where it can cook the Karim Pesach. And there are a few other answers as well, but an interesting question and some interesting answers too. Okay, yeah. So you talk about this as well. It seems to be less than a kol tzarach has to be Michael ben Jusai. Michael ben Jusai is a machlokas between Rashi, Rambam, if it's a half-cooked or a third-cooked. But once you hit kol tzarach, which they're defining here to mean Michael ben Jusai, that's already considered cooked enough to yotzei tzli'esh, to my understanding at least.
Why do they use the term chayev over there? If it's not tzli'esh, it's chayev, or if it's bishul, it's chayev? Because I thought that was an assay, that was a less assay. So.
Yeah. So the tzli'esh we're going to see in just a second. The pasuk formulates it first as a tzli'esh as an asay, but they actually say the iser of al tochlu goes on mimenu na on bashem mevushel, and it also goes on kiyam tzli'esh. There's a lav for
what tzli'esh is also then
exactly.
Technically, everything is covered if it's not tzli'esh. Almost you don't need the bishul, the na. I mean.
You get two lavim. We're going to see in just a second. Okay. You get two lavim for eating a bishul. One for a bishul, one for not tzli'esh. Exactly.
And bishul and chametiver. Asur Abar, the Patra Abar Asur, no?
It's Patra Abar Asur, yeah. It's a Gzair, it's Asur Midir Banan. Okay, now the Gemara says, last line of Mem Aleph Amin Aleph Amir Rava, Achlu Na, if a person eats it when it's Na, which again is now we know partially cooked, but not fully cooked, one's Loka, Shtaim, you get two sets of lashes. Why two sets? This is the set with Pini's question, and the answer to that, top line, Rashi, Loka Shtaim Mishim Lo Sochol Na, and Mishim Lo Sochlu, Ki Im Tzliesh, is also qualifying Ki Im Tzliesh, the Ki Im Tzliesh, Nami, Alav De Lo Sochlu Kali. So those are the two sets of lavim, one for eating it Na, and one for eating it not Tzliesh. So then the Gemara says, if it's Mevushel, you eat it Mevushel, Lokesh Taim as well, one is for the lava of Mevushel, and one is the lava of not being Tzliesh. If you eat something that's not umavushel, if it's partially roasted and also cooked as well, so now you're getting lokesh shalosh for three total lavim, set to lavim. So, by Amar, ain lokin alav shebekol. This is a klal we have in many places. Here in the Psachim talks about it. It's most prominent in Maseches Makos, that when you have a lav shebekol, so you don't get makos. What's lav shebekol? Lav shebekol is when there's a lav, but that lav isn't so clear about one particular lav. There are different applications of the lav. So the classic case is lo sochel al hadam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you can't eat on blood. What does it mean you can't eat on blood? So the Gemara says you can't eat Sanhedrin the day they're killing someone, they have to fast. And there are a few different interpretations of one lav. So that's a lav shebechalos. Here's well, this lo sochlu, what can you eat? You can't eat nah, you can't eat mevushel, you can't eat that which is not tzliesh. That's lav shebechalos. It has many different interpretations to it. So there's a klal, you don't get malchus ein lokin al lav shebechalos. So he argues, Abai argues, on the first opinion here of a rava. So then there's an ikadamir. Some say, no, Abai didn't mean you don't get any malchus. What he meant was, tartihu delo lucky. You don't get two sets of lashes, but chadamias lucky. You at least get one set. Lav shebechalos means you get just one, which will cover all the different interpretations. And ikadamri, some say, no, chadanamri lo lucky. Even one set of lashes, one doesn't get. There's a unique heter of lav shebechalos. There's no malchus. Why not? Because the lo miyache lave kilav de chasima. Lav de chasima is the source of every lav. That's a classic case of lo sachsam shor b'disho. You can't muzzle your animal when having it thresh through the field. So that's the classic lav. It's next to the pasuk that talks about giving malchus. So just like lo sachsam is very clear what the lav is, so to every other lav must be very, very clear. Once it's not so clear, it's ambiguous, or it has multiple interpretations, then we cannot apply the din of lo sachsam shor b'disho, and there will not be any malchus. So since his lav is not so miyuchad, it's not so clear and exact, it's a few different applications, there will not be any malchus according to this Ika d'Amri. So then the Gemara says a similar scenario, similar structure we have by Naziris as well, where there's going to be multiple lavim for just one Aveira. What's that case? So Rava Amar, Achal Zag, which is the peel of the grape, Lokesham, you get two sets of lashes. Why is that? So you need here, the Pasuk tells us, we don't have the side of the page here, Rashi, here we go. Rashi says, Achal Zag Lokeshain, Nazir She'achlu, Mishim Zag Lo Yochel, it says in the Pasuk, and then, Umishim Mikol Asher Yasim, Migefen Hayain, Mechatan Vegomer, Til Yochel, Koi Namia Mikol Asher Yasim. The Pasuk by the Nazir, in Parshas Naso, talks about Zag Lo Yochel, don't eat the Zag, the peel, and also says, in general, a klal, don't eat anything, Mikol Asher Yasim, Migefen, anything that comes from the grapes, you can't eat. Whether it's the peel, whether it's the seeds, whether it's the wine, all that's Asher. So the fact that the two formulations implies that there's two lavim for eating the peel. So then the Gemara says, chartzan, if one eats the, yechartzan lo kishtayim, if you eat the inside, the seed, the pit, so then one would get two lavim as well. One is for the chartzan, which is specifically mentioned in the pasuk, and one is for the general statement of mikol shayasa migefim. So those are two sets of lashes. If one eats both the zog v'chartzan, the peel and the pit, so then lo kishalosh, you get all three sets of lashes. So Abai comes along and says, no, Amar, ain lokin alav shebechalos. So ikadami tarti hudu lolaki, chadami is lucky, and ikadami chadanami lolaki de lava, miyached lave, kalav de chasim. Same exact structure, but just different application. Okay, so now the Gemara says the following short brice here. Tani Rabbanim, achal kezayis na mi bod yom, pater, kezayis na mi shechashecha chayf. So if one eats from the carbon Pesach that was partially roasted Erev Pesach, there's no violation. The only violation of Na is only when there's a chiv to eat the Karm Pesach, is when there's an Isser to eat the Na. So since there's no chiv to eat the Karm Pesach Erev Pesach, one who eats it b'Na is Pater. But if you eat it Meshach HaShecha, once there's a chiv to eat the Karm Pesach b'Tzliyesh, so then there's a chiv on the Isser of eating Na. Achal Kazais Tzli Mibod Yom. If one ate the roasted Kazais Erev Pesach, Now here it's cooked properly, but it's Erev Pesach. Now the concern here is, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach in two different makomos, two different places. It has to be in the same mechabura, the same makom. So here the assumption is, he ate in a different makom Erev Pesach, so he's not disqualified on the night of Pesach, because only eating a different makom on Leil Pesach will disqualify you from a different place on Pesach night. But to eat it mibod yom, that's not a disqualification. So the Gemara says, again, Ochel kezayis tzli mibod yom, lo pasa atzma b'mnei chabura. You don't disqualify from eating the rest of the chabura that night. Because what you ate Erev Pesach was really, was meaningless. But if you ate kezayis tzli mishachashecha, if you ate from the Karban Pesach, the night of the Pesach, night Leil Seder, in a different location, then pasa atzma mibnei chabura. Then you disqualify yourself from eating with the rest of the chabura in that place. Look at Rashi just to explain a little bit further. Rashi says a little bit further down in the Rashi, more than halfway down, lo pasal es atzmo mibnei chabur. This is if you ate the tzli pesach er pesach. The Amrina lekaman, we're going to learn daf peivav, ein hapesach nechal lo b'shtei chaburos keechad. You can't eat the Karban Pesach in two different places. Ve'ein ha'ochel ochel b'shtei mekomos. You can't eat two different chaburos nor in two different places. And nafkalei mi beis echad yochel mitargamin mi chabur chada yisachel. It's a drasha. Has to be in the one house, one chabur. Ve'achila mibod yom. If you ate Erev Pesach, lav achilu. That's not called achila. Mutar lechol mishetechshach in mibnei chabura shemnimna iman. Okay, so therefore, if it's Erev Pesach eating, it doesn't disqualify you. The Acharon point out as well, only if you eat a kezayis. Let's say Leil Pesach, you ate pachos mikezayis of a Karban Pesach elsewhere. That doesn't disqualify you. It has to be an achila. And achila is defined by kezayis. So that's where the Brisa says, when you eat achol kezayis sleep, but pachos mikezayis, that would not disqualify you, even mishechashach. Now, the rest of the Bryce, we're going to finish with this. Bryce is long drosh here. It's a little bit confusing. Not terribly confusing, but a little bit. So the Gemara quotes as follows. Tani idach. The other Bryce says, Yachal achal kezayis na mi bod yom yechayv. One might think if you eat a kezayis of partially cooked Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, one would be chayv for doing so, chay malchus. V'dinu, and it makes sense to say this, ma b'shah sheyeshen b'kum echal tzli, yeshen b'bal tochal na. If there's a requirement to eat Karban Pesach, we yet still say eating it roasted, partially roasted, it's an iser. So then, b'shah she'enu b'kum echel, sleep. During, on Erev Pesach, when there's no requirement to eat the Karban Pesach, eino din, she'eshne b'bal tochel na, so certainly there should be a violation of tochel na on Erev Pesach as well. That's the kal v'chomer. Oh, no, maybe not. B'shah she'enu b'kum echel tzli, yeshe b'bal tochel na. Maybe it should be the opposite, which is a complete what different than what we actually apply. Maybe when there's no requirement to eat tzliyesh, that's when this is served no. But b'shah sheyeshim b'kum echol tzli, when there's a requirement to eat the tzli, which is the Leil Seder, then maybe eino b'bal tochel no, maybe there should not be a lav. So right now what we're suggesting here is there are two different havaminas, neither of which we accept. The first havamina is no and tzliyesh apply b'layla, and maybe this or no even applies Erev Pesach. That's one havamina. Now the second havamina is that maybe no only applies Erev Pesach, but actually doesn't apply Leil Seder. So that's the two havaminas which we don't accept. A little bit tricky. V'yal titmon, and even within the second havamina, but the Isser of Na should only be Erev Pesach, don't be so bothered that although it's Aser Erev Pesach, it will be Mutter Leil Pesach. Al titmon, don't be bothered by that. Sharei huta michalo eitzel tzli. Because you're not allowed to eat tzli eish Erev Pesach, but you can eat it Leil Pesach, so too, there's Isser of Na Erev Pesach, and maybe there's no Isser Leil Pesach. So this all again in a havamina, two havaminas which we don't accept. So Tam alone, the pasuk says, "Al tochlu mimenu no uvashim avusha b'mayim kiyim tzliyesh." That's tzliyesh. That's the whole pasuk. Saying Shane Tam alone tzliyesh. Why do they tell me tzliyesh? We know if it can't be mavushal, and we know it can't be no, it has to be tzliyesh. So why does a pasuk have to tell me kiyim tzliyesh? That's superfluous. It must be as a drasha alone melacha to tell us b'shah sheyeshim b'kum echel tzliyesh. When there's a requirement, the mitzvah, to eat the Karban Pesach as tzli, yeshem b'bal tochel na, that's when the iser of na applies. B'shah she'enu b'kum echel tzli. When there's no requirement to eat the Karban Pesach as tzli, in other words, erev Pesach, then eino b'bal tochel na, there is no iser of eating it na. So that's how the Gemara concludes what we all knew, but that was just the back and forth in the drasha. So that's all the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe comes along and makes a completely different drasha, not related to what we said before, but this is just the continuation of the brisa. Rebbe Omer, ekra ani, Bishel. Let me say bashel. The pasuk says bashel mevushel. Bashel. Matama mevushel. What's a double lashon? Bashel mevushel. Sheyachol. I would have thought ain li ela shebishlu mishachashecha. I would have thought only if you cook the Karban Pesach Leil Seder is it subject to an iser bishel. But let's say bishel mibod yom minayin. Let's say you cooked it Erev Pesach in water and now you ate it Leil Seder. Maybe that's not a violation. Maybe it's only a violation when you also cooked it on Yom Tov. So how do you know there's an asr isser mibod yom? Tamalomer vashem mevashem mekomalkum. Regardless of when it was cooked, whether it was cooked erev Pesach, whether it was cooked leil seder, either way, it's subject to the isser of eating it mevushel. Oh, to ask him, Arvahai, Bishop of Ushul, Afke, Rebbe, let's see, Keder, Lashar Mashkim. Didn't we use this very same, these words, like Ricky said, the same exact words to tell me that it's to exclude Sli Keder? How can you use it also to teach me that it's also to eat when it's made Erev Pesach? This is Ricky's question. Excellent. So Gemara says, right, Im Kain, Lemakra, O Vashal, Vashal, O Mavushal, Mavushal. The Pasuk could have used double Lashon, but could have used the same word twice. Why use two languages and then change the two languages? My Vashal, Mavushal, Shmas mina tartzi, we can learn two different dinim. One thing we can learn is to exclude sli keder for Rebbe, and the second thing is to learn when it's cooked, even erev Pesach, that's also a pasul, and one would be chai for eating it. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's do a quick review. So we start off by saying in the beginning about machlokes, about charoses and chardel, putting the kemach in, whether you could eat it miyad, or even that has to be burnt miyad. Then we discussed further about the two different drushes, why we know for sure cooking Karban Pesach in Mayim is chai, but what about Shar Mashkim? Either it's based on the Kavachomer that's mafik the tam, or based on Vashel Mevushel like we just saw. And then Rabbanan said, what do they do with the word Vashel Mevushel to teach me, regardless of the order of Tzli and Bishel, or Bishel Tzli, both directions will be Pasul and Nechai for eating such a Karban Pesach. We discussed soaking matzah in water and cooking it. Rabbi Meir felt that was still acceptable. Rabbi Yossi accepted matzah that was soaked, but it was matzah that was cooked. He said it was no good. And then we discussed about the violation of Nav versus Bishel and Kol Tzarcho. The Kol Tzarcho, even though it's completely burnt to a crisp, it's still acceptable. And then we discussed about the question of Chamei Teveria, of cooking on Shabbos and Chamei Teveria, and then the Karan Pesach and Chamei Teveria, the violations there. Then we discussed Rav and Abaye about eating the Tzli'esh, that's Bushel, Tzli'esh of Na, the two or three sets of Malkos, and then Rav and Abaye talking about eating a Nazir, eating a Zog and a Chartzan, and the two and three sets of lashes there. And then we discussed the eating kazayis mibod yom na, you're not subject to the iser. And then eating tzli, you're not mibod yom also, you don't get disqualified from the chabura. And finally, we had that long drush at the end, how the iser na only applies on leil Pesach, it doesn't apply on erev Pesach. And then Rebbe, who quoted the din of vashem mevushel, whether you cooked it all leil seder or erev Pesach, both of them are subject to the violation of eating vashel u mevushel. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful Shabbos.